Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Dating Diaries con Raquel
Aunt Brittany. Say it right. The microphone's about to take off on me.
You better catch it, girl.
always catching something. I'm scared. No, you don't want to catch anything.
Okay. How are you today, girlfriend?
Oh, man. I am excited.
Why are you excited?
I'm excited. More like, we're going to be talking about ghosting today.
Ooh. That kind of ghosting?
What was that? It's more like this. I don't know how you get excited. How do you get excited about ghosting, really? If it happens to you, there's nothing exciting about it.
Well, just the topic is fun to talk about.
Ooh, well, let me tell you.
Well, hold on. Before you... I want you to tell us a story, because I know that you have a good one. Before we go into the story, to you, ghosting, do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
It's never a good thing. I think it's bad either way. If you get ghosted, it's bad. And if you're doing the ghosting, it's just as bad. Mm-hmm. I think there's different levels of ghosting.
Can you please elaborate?
What are you talking about? You mean tell you more?
Can you break it down, sister?
Yes, I can. Talk like that, please. I'm like, I don't know where the heck you're coming from, but okay. So... I was gonna say texting, ghosting. So when we're talking about levels of ghosting, there's different stages, because when you go on a, let's say you go on a date with someone the first time, or and you don't feel chemistry, I don't feel like you owe that person an explanation because you just met them. It's one date, no big deal. That's fine. Okay, then there's a second level of ghosting where you just were on the phone and you didn't feel that chemistry over the phone. So you just don't want to talk to them no more. You just don't reply, or you just don't pick up their phone call. That's fine.
Fair enough.
You know, like, you don't owe them any explanation. I mean, if you want to, you could give them one, but you don't owe them one. Now, the next level, this is where I feel like it's bad. Okay.
Tell me.
So you have invested time. And I mean invested more than a week. So you've been talking to this person, let's say, about a month or more. And you've gone on several dates with this person. You've been on the phone for extensive amount of time. And you're starting to feel that chemistry, that connection. You're starting to feel like you really like them. And then all of a sudden, you don't hear from them.
He drops it. He drops the whole connection. And I agree with you. I think at the beginning, when you're just getting to know somebody, let's say, you know, it's maybe like a couple days or a week, and then someone falls off, and, you know, and then the communication just disappears. It happens, okay? Got it. But if you both have invested time already, I'm talking about a couple of weeks, a month, you guys are consistent with that communication, and all of a sudden... it disappears, you know, doesn't matter, you know, on what end.
Where you at, realtor? Where you at?
Realtor? Who?
Oh, girl, let me tell you, when I got ghosted, it was a realtor that ghosted me.
Oh, a realtor. Okay. Well, I want to hear. Is this the story that you're going to tell us?
Yes.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, so, So I met this guy, and I met him online like I meet every other guy. Girl, he was fine. Oh my God. Let me tell you what he looked like.
Tell me.
So he was a light-skinned brother. Oh. Beautiful hazel eyes.
Okay.
He was 6'4".
Wow.
Yeah, 6'4".
I don't think I've ever heard this story.
You never heard it? I met him. Remember, he had me in the garage? I was wondering why my first day was hanging out in the garage while he was smoking weed.
Girl, I don't think I've ever heard the story. Well, your tell first me. Okay. I want to hear about this one.
So we went out. He's a really handsome man, very handsome. He actually has, what he does for a living, he sells homes. So I call him a realtor. And so we were talking for, I want to say, 2 months. Back and forth, talking on the phone. We went on several dates. I mean, we did the boom boom. I mean, everything was like, and we even made it exclusive, like we were just dating each other.
How long were you guys dating for?
2 months.
Okay.
So the first month he told me he wanted to make it exclusive, meaning let's just date each other, just you and I. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, for sure, let's do that. I was really feeling him, and I was excited about it. Anyway, so I remember going to his house. This is the last time I saw him, and this is when he dropped me. So I went to his house. We were sitting there hanging out, talking. And like we always do, we do the boom boom when we see each other. And but this time we were really, I felt like we were really connecting. We were really just talking about life and where does he see himself, So I felt like we were having really deep conversations that night. And I thought everything was fine. And so I kissed him goodnight and I went home. And then the next day, he has, every guy has a pattern. And women know when the
Oh, of
guy
course.
moves away from the pattern, we know
Something's
something's wrong.
up.
Yes. So he usually texts me good morning. This day, he didn't text me. The
Nothing.
following, he didn't
Your
text
little
me.
spidey senses just went
Yes. I was like,
yeah.
what is going on? But I didn't want to freak out. And I was like, eh, he's probably tired. He probably had something to do. He'll text me when he's ready. Then the next day, I don't hear from him again. So I had gone
Wait,
to
did you try and reach out to him?
not the first 5 days. I did not. I was like,
Oh, the first 5 days, girl.
I
I was like,
hey,
this that same day or the day
I
after.
well, I don't want to look all
Okay,
desperate,
okay, okay.
but I
5 days,
was
okay.
desperate after all,
This
because after those
ghosting
five
was real.
those 5 days, that's when I reached out and I asked them, hey, is
What's
everything
up?
okay? Like, what's going on? I'm wondering, like, you haven't reached out, blah blah blah, right?
Something.
And guess what? Crickets. I heard
What?
nothing. He did
Oh,
not.
I would have been so like upset. I'm like,
Well, I
what did you
was.
say or what did you do or what
Well,
happened?
called my friend and I told her,
What
hey,
friend?
well,
Oh,
not
okay.
you,
But
Raquel,
not
because
me.
I know you wouldn't do this. I wanted my friend to go to his apartment,
Oh.
knock on his door
Okay.
to make sure he was still living there.
No, I would have done
You
it.
would have? I should have
You should have
called you.
called me.
Well,
Yeah.
I didn't do it anyways, but I was just freaking out because I was like, he hasn't reached out to me. Mind you, he had this book that he let me borrow and he really wanted that book back. He told me he want, but
I
he,
remember him now.
yes,
Okay.
he's a
You
little
see, oh my
bookworm
goodness.
that
Of
he likes
course.
to
How could
read.
I not remember him?
But, I maybe because I don't know. I really don't know, but all I know is I didn't hear from him and I never heard from him after that
No,
night.
after
He
that
just
night.
literally dropped me. Like, I
Wow.
have no knowledge of why he dropped me. I don't know why he ghosted me. It did hurt when you get ghosted. It
Of
really does.
course, yeah.
I mean, because I wanted some closure. Like, what did I do? Like, hey, maybe you don't want to talk to me. Maybe you don't want to be with me, and maybe I'm not the right person for you. But give me some feedback, man, so I know that for the next time I meet another guy, I'm aware of something that I did that I could probably be more
Okay.
cautious about next
Do
time.
you, I mean, okay, if he would have called you or he would have told you, okay, this is the reason why I do not want to speak with, you again.
What?
Do you think, how would you have handled it?
I would have
Like,
talked shit to him, but at least I would have known.
maybe that's why he didn't want to talk to you because he knows how spicy you can get.
But you know what? He needs to have the balls to say it. Yes,
Well,
I will.
that's a thing. That realtor that
The
ghosted you did not have,
no balls
did not.
realtor.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he was afraid. And well, I don't know, like, I would have talked shit. Yes, I know. I would have said, I would have probably not liked what I heard, but still, like, I still would have just taken it in. I mean, what can I really do? Like, if you don't want to talk to me, fine, but tell me. Just tell me why.
Yeah.
Maybe I would have not. I don't know. I don't know how I would have reacted because he didn't even give me a chance to react. He just ghosted me, and I don't even
Well,
know
when something like this happens,
why.
I know it's
I just.
girl, you need to cry. I don't know if you had that moment to kind of
I
just let
did.
it
I
out.
cried
Okay,
it out
good,
the
good, good.
first
Okay,
3 days,
good.
and then I just accepted it and moved on.
And what I was going to tell you is that sometimes when they do this to you, these type of guys, they spin the block. You know what I mean by that?
No.
They come back. They come back
Oh,
and
no, don't come back.
sometimes they come back like nothing. Like, hey, what's up, So I wonder if this guy's gonna do the same
I'm
thing.
gonna ghost him back.
Oh my gosh. Well,
I'm gonna
I'm sure you're
send
not
him.
gonna respond to him. I'm like
No.
or wait a minute, if he does come back, Will you answer his call? Will you talk to him?
No, I'm not gonna talk to him because honestly, I felt like I deserved an explanation, and he didn't feel that I was that valuable to him to tell me why. Because how can you dispose of someone that you've been talking to and investing for 2 months? I feel disposed. That's what I felt. Honestly, yes, I've ghosted guys before, but I've never ghosted a guy that I've been talking to for a month or longer. I honestly do tell them, like, hey, like, this is not gonna work. Here's why. I still think you're a great guy. You're just not my guy. And yes, it is uncomfortable. And yes, you as someone that has to deliver that shitty ass message, you don't feel good to hurt someone else because at the end of the day, you are hurting someone when you're rejecting them. But at least I know that they deserve that because they're great people and they've done nothing wrong to me. It's just we're not a good match. And I don't want them to feel like the way I felt, like I didn't get that closure. And they say, who needs closure? But you do need
No, you,
closure.
I think you do. Some people don't, but I think there's people that do.
Narcissist. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Yeah, I'm just
Narcissist. No, I think that that guys and girls who do this, I think that it's a cowardly behavior. I think that people who just disappear on others it is something that
Coward.
honestly, yeah, I think it's being it's cowardly to do
It
that.
is. It really is.
And they don't have, like you say, they don't have the balls to, say, you know what, I am so sorry. I had a great time with you, but I don't think this is gonna work. It really does take a lot of strength, a lot of courage to do that.
It
And a lot of
does.
men nowadays, don't have it. I mean, they're in it for the fun, but once it starts getting bad or they don't like it, they're
I feel
so
like they
easy to just skip out.
think it's like they're doing you the favor by not telling you. I feel like sometimes like
Why
that's
would you? I don't think so.
because I don't
They're
think they
doing the.
I
Wait,
don't think I when
why?
they do the ghosting, and I'm telling you because I've ghosted guys. So when you when I when I'm thinking about the ghosting piece, I guess I think about I don't want to hurt them by telling them, so I'm just gonna disappear because it'll be much easier for them to.
For who? For them or for you?
I
It's easier for
it
them.
is easier for yes, but I think they think that it's gonna be easier for the other person that's receiving the ghosting, but it's not.
I
And I
mean,
didn't
what
know
is so
that.
hard? What is so hard about saying, you know what? Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you as a person, but this is not going to work out. I hope everything works well with you and good luck. How hard is that?
I think it makes it hard because,
They're just afraid of the reaction, especially if they know you.
yes, you're
You
right.
know,
It's the
if
reaction
you're
piece.
it, tú eres caramba, chica, tú sabes, tú
Yo
tienes,
sé,
tienes esa salsa. You're
I'm a
spicy girl, so
spicy.
he probably was afraid of how you were going to react.
Yes, I mean, and I can't, I heard, I've heard from a lot of staff members, colleagues, lovers that I am. I'm pretty intimidating when I'm angry, so maybe he
I've
was
seen
afraid.
it.
Yeah, so maybe you're right. They're
I
like
concur.
not sure what's gonna go fly up in the air if
I
I say
know.
something, and I'm probably sure he was scared that I was gonna pop at his house. What do you mean you're not answering my text messages? But
See, that makes more sense. Now
makes
that we're
sense.
talking about it, maybe that's what he was afraid of. What do you
And that's
think?
how, yeah, you're right. I think that's what he was afraid of. And I need to work on that part of my accepting constructive feedback, or I don't call it constructive feedback. I just call it BS, but
A lot of men can't handle like these real emotions. They don't know how to handle emotions, and that's why they prefer to just kind of
You
drift
start crying, and you
away.
start crying just a little bit. They
Oh
panic.
yeah, they're like, oh, I don't know. They want to fix it, but they don't understand. You know what? Sometimes we just need to cry. It's okay. L allow me to
And
cry.
maybe he didn't know how. He probably thought I was gonna cry. He didn't know what my reaction was going to be. So I think maybe that's why he decided that it was easier for him to do the go for him to
To
ghost.
ghost, yeah.
Yeah, but it's all right. I moved on.
Okay.
I let that go. It was definitely one of my first experience with ghosting. So Don't want to experience that again, but I don't have control. But at least now I know that if it happens again, I'll be fine.
You'll be
And
fine.
I'll know how to manage
Yeah.
and get through the healing, because you do go through some healing through that BS ghosting. It's really, it does
Yeah.
some numbers on you sometimes. So, but I didn't know that. I just thought everybody would be fine if I ghosted them, and when you get the ghosting, it's not that
Oh
great. But
no. Maybe now you understand.
I do. I think now I'm more cautious of, like, even if it's on the, like, if I went on a date with this guy for three dates, I won't ghost them. I'll be honest and
Oh,
keep it up
good.
front. Like,
So you
hey,
know what? I think you learned something.
don't date realtors.
Well, that's, well, no, tampoco, because not all realtors are the same.
Oh man.
But what I'm saying is that, you know, the pain that this guy caused you taught you that, well, maybe next time, if I'm in a situation where, I'm not interested in a person, instead of just, you know, not talking to him, I'm gonna be like, you know what? I really enjoyed our time, but I don't think this is gonna work. And as simple as that, it could be even a text, you know, if you feel uncomfortable talking to that person
That's
in
true,
person.
text.
And yeah, you can just let it kind of sail away and, you know, hopeful and wish him the best.
Wish him the best.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. I think that's one of the things I've definitely learned is be more mindful with other people. When that attraction's not there, just let them know. Because I don't know how they, I don't want them to be in the same predicament that I was.
Yeah,
So yeah,
definitely.
definitely. I'll keep
It
that
is
in
hard.
mind.
You know what it is? It is hard to tell people the truth, especially about how you feel about them. But I'm proud of you. You know, now, you know that you're doing it, you know that you actually feel better about it, you know, once you
I
tell people
see
how you
him.
really
If
feel.
I see him, I'm just kidding.
And
Over it. I'm over it.
honestly, I think you will see him again, and I'm interested to hear
You know what's
and how
crazy?
you're
I
gonna
did see
react.
him again
You where?
on one of those dating apps.
Ooh.
Why is it that, what is it called? The algorithm?
The algorithm,
The
yeah.
algorithm connected us again and said, oh, this would be a good match for you. And I said, no, it's not. He ghosted me. Why would this app try to reconnect me with this guy? I was so angry at that moment.
Did you swipe left or right?
Which one is it when you don't like them?
I think it's left.
Left. I swiped
Yeah.
left. I
Oh,
swiped left
okay.
and he updated all his pictures. I was like, ooh. I mean, I stared at them because he's a good looking man. I was like, oh, he's
Right.
eye candy.
Yeah.
He would look really good still.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We gotta say bye to that eye candy and say hello to the new experiences that are coming your way. And with that, I'd like to thank you so much for this awesome.
Thank you everyone for listening. We're going to be talking about our next topic is bad breakups.
When? When
Bad
are we
one.
talking about that break?
Next Friday.
Oh, next time. Okay.
Yes, next time we're going to talk about bad breakups
Oh
and
my
it's going to be a
goodness.
good one. A good we have two
I'm
bad ones.
excited.
There's going
Woo
to
woo. All
there's going to
right.
be about notes and all this good stuff. So definitely listen in, guys.
All
Thanks for
right.
joining.
Thank you so much, everyone, and have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.